Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
Alex Brandt Bernard Rasmussen,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
and Andy Brandt Bernard.
We shall be right back. Hour two. Thank you again to Jeff Bland. He's made my day. He made me so happy because he's so happy. Works for me. That's all I know.
I'm happy all the time, and all you do is complain about me.
Oh God, yeah, that's right. All my damn
wow.
kids.
Wow, how did it turn into all about Alex?
More me now.
Just
more me.
Kidding.
No, you're not. Liar. It's Katya's birthday today. Did you know that?
Happy birthday to Katya.
Yeah, it's Katya's birthday today. It just popped up on my screen. So.
Oh, would you tell me more of those things? Because I never know anybody's birthday now that I'm not on Facebook anymore.
No, it's true. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. And I mean, I didn't get a notification that was my birthday. I was like, it is already?
The problem is like I know people's birthdays, but I don't know what date it is, you know? Like, Natalie, I missed her birthday by 2 days because I was like, oh my gosh, it's December 30 whatever. And I was like, it was her birthday, and I missed it.
We shall be right back. Kick things off with the family.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question, is you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom Bernard here with John Schwartz, co-owner with brother Joe of AAA Movers, local and family-owned since 1964. John, can you break down your triple guarantee for our friends that are listening?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that, Tom, but here goes just the same. There's our price guarantee. We don't play games with our price quotes like the other guys. There's our safety guarantee. Your health and safety of items is our number one concern. And our satisfaction guarantee. Bottom line, we're not satisfied with your move until you are.
Is there a free thing guarantee?
Of course. Mention Tom Bernard or KQ and you'll get a free moving box kit with every move. And you'll save $50 off junk removal with Junk Luggers.
Ladies and gentlemen, your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's our price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers, you may not move every day, but they do.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again to Jeff Belanger. Kind of cheered everybody up. I mean, not that the people in this room were in a bad mood, but hey, you know, good...
Don't tell me what kind of mood I'm in.
Good, healthy discussions. We kind of like that. Now, if we leave it up to the media, that's going to go away even more. Have you looked at some of these headlines recently?
No.
Why would I?
Well, you got see. I got to keep up with the news because it's my job.
Maybe you get a new job.
Maybe I should get a new job. Believe me, some days I go. It might be time to wrap this up. But I understand exactly
just
what you're talking
become
about.
The traffic guy with no fanfare. People will be very confused.
There's some highway noise on 35W. That'll be my whole deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, very quickly. Here's a story right here. Dave Chappelle was on Naomi Campbell. On the Naomi Campbell, what the hell is it called? No Filter with Naomi Campbell.
No idea.
Did you know?
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah,
I don't either. She's an old ex-model.
Yeah,
exactly. Ex-model. Well, no wonder. I've never heard of her.
But Dave Chappelle was on there, and he talked about the fact that the last big party that Barack Obama threw at the White House before Trump took over, apparently the guests went around and taped up notes saying, "You will fail." Every office was filled with Obama's books. "You will fail. You aren't going to make it." Why would you do that to the new president of the United States?
Because they're all children.
They're petty and spiteful.
They're all children.
See, I just don't understand how we ended up going down. Could you at least give the guy a shot to try? So, in other words, with you, he never had any shot at all. So, no matter what he did, and again, I'm not defending Donald Trump. I'm just saying I'm going to get to a story here that is so way over that. Well, first of all, I mean, you got Chuck Schumer comparing January 6th, the siege of the Capitol.
Siege.
Did you hear about this one? Mm-mm. What he compared January 6th to?
No.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Okay.
Okay, well, 400,000 wow. Americans
died. People compared
died
it to Pearl Harbor. They compared it to 9/11.
Oh, God.
Well, people compare things to the dumbest.
They sure do.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone has to be so extreme. Everything is like...
Yeah, there was this woman on social media. She's like, I don't even know what she is, but she has a lot of followers on social media.
Right.
And she was talking about how she posted something and people said that it makes her unrelatable. And she was like, I want to be unrelatable. I work hard and I bust my ass and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be relatable.
What?
And then in the like tagline or whatever that she typed underneath this Instagram post, and she was like, you know, Malala, all these people, and a couple of them were like, you know, Rosa Parks, all of them are unrelatable. And I'm like, you are not anywhere near Rosa Parks.
Wait a minute,
lady.
They say Rosa Parks is unrelatable?
Well, like, no, she's like, all of these women have worked hard and are unrelatable because...
She was comparing herself.
Yeah, she was comparing herself to Rosa Parks and Malala, which I'm like, okay, what?
So why is she doing that?
Because she wants to prove that she is...
How wonderful she is.
Great, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, people just love comparing something like apples and oranges.
Yes,
you know, it's like, this is exactly like this, and it's not even similar at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, people are stupid. People
correct.
Don't... I mean...
People are stupid.
That's what stupid people do.
Well, I just saw a headline this morning, and I'll read this headline to you. Jewish family kicked off Spirit Airlines flight. That's the headline. Jewish family kicked off Spirit Airlines flight. I went, what the hell is that all about? I went and read the story. Has nothing to do with them being Jewish.
Well, of course it doesn't.
Well, I didn't even know they were Jewish. You mean the one with the little girl?
Yeah, and the special needs 7-year-old.
Oh, they were? Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I didn't know.
But it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
No,
it had nothing to do with anything. But
So now we have people on Newser writing headlines trying to incite... What, violence? Hatred? What are you trying to incite with that headline?
They want you to think that anti-Semitism is rampant in America.
Well, if Twitter and all of the powers that be on social media, you know, they keep on talking about how they want to be fair and they want to be this and they want to be, you know, the harbingers of
the biggest lie
of truth and justice in the American way. They need to come up with a way to figure out, and I'm sure it can't be that hard to do,
right,
the source of the lie. Who's the first one that published the lie?
Well, they're all complicit is the thing. They don't care about the lie. They're making the lies. They know it.
Well, like this whole thing with Matt Gaetz. He's a Republican something. What is he?
Gates. I think he's a congressman in Florida.
Yeah, he's Florida congressman. Like,
okay, so there's like scandal after scandal with him because he's very outspoken and he's very popular in the Republican Party.
How do you know who the hell he is?
Well, he is. At any rate, you know, is he a congressman, a senator?
He's a Florida
congressman. He's a Florida congressman. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's Florida's, he's a member of the House.
Okay. Yep. So they're really going after Republicans in Florida.
Yes, they are.
I mean, the national media is just pounding
them. They really hate
them.
Florida because Florida won't do what they say.
Well, they want to turn it blue. They're desperate to turn it blue.
Well, there are a few counties.
Anyway, so I don't know if he did what they're accusing him of, something about a 17-year-old girl and showing naked pictures all over the White House or something. I don't know what he did.
Was he a disc jockey? Thank you very much. Well,
I don't know if he did it. I don't know if he didn't. But I do know for sure that the story that went around that said that he had desperately asked Donald Trump for pardons for anything perhaps that he might have done before Trump couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
Trump issued a statement, and of course they'll just say he's lying, that he never was asked for a pardon, to pardon Matt Gaetz.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So seems like it should be pretty easy to find the source of that.
Yeah, I would think so. Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, even people in the public eye are just going to have to start suing these media outlets that are spreading this crap.
You can't.
Why?
New York Times versus Sullivan. Supreme Court says you can't.
You can't sue a newspaper anymore.
Nope.
Well, it's been going on for, 100 years?
They can say whatever they want about you. You can't do anything
Isn't
about it.
People have done it before, and they have been successful.
Carol Burnett.
In very, very specific circumstances.
But this has gotten to the point where it's not even funny anymore.
It's not. You're
and
right.
Unfortunately, people who see the first post on their timeline, that's just going to be all they're going to believe no matter what. And it's harmful to not only the person that they're lying about, but it's harmful to society to live in just a bunch of lies. You can't.
I agree.
People aren't going
to
know what to think of
it. What everyone thinks. Well, they want absolute power over everyone's thoughts.
Well, then somehow we're going to have to just shut it all down because that's as wrong as it can be.
I would be very happy if all mass media were shut down, but that's never going to happen. Too much power.
All mass media except for the KQ Morning Show.
That's not mass
media. It's not mass media.
Kind of.
Let me put it this way. I just looked it up on Newser again, the one with the Jewish family kicked off Spirit Airlines flight, which had nothing to do with the story at all. They're just trying to incite I don't know what. Here's the last headline at Newser. Matt Gaetz wanted blanket pardon from Trump. Mm-hmm. It's still up, even though Trump said that never happened.
Nope.
He hasn't even apparently been charged with anything. So
no, he's not.
What could he seek a pardon for, even?
I don't know. Why can't we just stop hating one another based on politics and you making money?
And it's like this Meghan Markle with her lie about being married before they got married.
I know.
Complete fabrication.
Total lie.
Yep. Everybody knows it's a lie.
Yep.
But you have to believe her because she's who she is.
Yep.
No, I luckily I don't. Thank God, I have to believe a word.
Or
that
you're
woman
a horrible
said.
Person.
She's always been. Her own parents can't stand her. What does that tell you?
But so if you're Oprah Winfrey, you've got the world at your feet.
You can find out
anything. And so somebody tells you that they had a secret marriage.
Yep.
Wouldn't you maybe fact check that?
It's what I would do.
Like
yes.
I said, they don't want the facts; they want the lie.
No, it's true. You're absolutely right.
Well, then it just makes everybody not have any credibility.
They don't need credibility. They have absolute control over everyone's thoughts. Why do you need credibility if you can just tell people to believe something and they will?
I need credibility before I believe anybody.
Most people don't.
Oh. Well, that's sad.
I guess not, yes, but is. I just, the one thing I would tell people is before, hey, well, it's happened to our family. They printed stuff in the newspaper that was 100% a lie, and they did it anyway. Because if you're a public figure, they can lie their ass off
yes,
as much as they want to. As a matter of fact, a national newspaper called and asked if I would do an interview with them. I won't say which one it is, but they wanted to do an interview with me about the KQ Morning Show, and I didn't even bother to call them back. Because if I call them back and allow them to do the interview, they're going to say things about me. Look, Star Tribune, I did interviews with people, you know, Neil, Justin, and all those people. Before it was even printed, he gets a hold of Billy Boom Botts or whatever the former guy was that had his job for him. And the guy called me every name in the book. Now, you didn't tell me you were going to do that, Neil. Why'd you do that to me? Yeah, I'm a racist, and I'm a homophobe, and I'm a misogynist, and I'm, oh my. There's a guy hates, it's Neil something, Neil Houston.
Sadaka?
Neil Sadaka, that's who, I don't remember the guy's name, Nick Houston or something.
I don't know.
He's always hated me, so what does Justin do? Goes right to him for a quote. That's what newspaper people do. That's why I'm so happy that whole industry is falling on its ass and will not even be around in another 3 years. There will be no newspapers anymore in 3 years from now. You think it'll last that long, Andy?
I mean, what, you mean like physical print newspapers?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
surprised they're still around now.
They basically already don't exist. They only exist because of subsidies and like certain businesses have deals with them. Where it's like, yeah, you can have your newspaper here, but then we get something for, it's a quid pro quo kind of thing.
But I just don't understand why you want to live like that. Why you want to, you know, if you're going to do an interview with me, be on the straight up. I'll be on the straight up with you. And then you stab me right in the back by going to your buddy. I mean, why do you do that? Why do you say things like, you know, Matt Gaetz asked for a pardon when the guy he asked for a pardon said, well, he never asked me for a pardon. Why are you still printing that story? Because you just don't believe anybody but yourself? I mean, is that why they do that?
I don't know. It's all exhausting.
They are not good people. That's all I know. And they're trying to make a name for themselves by, you know, you go after the most famous person in town or whatever. I don't know what the hell that is. Whatever. But, you know, moving forward with that whole situation, that's why I love talking to people like Jeff Belanger so much, because it's all positive. It's all, let's try to live a better life. Everything's wonderful. I love that.
Raise some money for a great charity.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
You had like a huge chill.
Shiver?
Like, ooh.
Really?
From what?
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong with you over there? God, I told you not to drink that moonshine.
Spaz is out over there.
It.
Yeah, it was a total spaz. It was really weird.
She's got her moonshine.
Still feels weird. What's going on? Do I have nerve problems?
So, yeah.
Just kidding.
COVID.
If we could get rid of news organizations completely, because to tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about this before, newspapers of any kind, I don't care if it's print or digital or whatever, they're not going to be around much longer because, you know, it's just not going to, all the big national news stuff on the internet's already there. You don't need it anymore. I mean, I sometimes go on the Star Tribune site and there are stories on there that have been there for 4 days, you know. But the scary part for me is, and I would be very serious about this, when I was a little kid, well, I started about 14, I decided I wanted to get into radio because it was a huge industry back when I was radio. Radio was huge because that's what you get in your car and everybody listened
to it,
right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, now here we are, you know, what, 50 years later, 55 years later, whatever. Radio will not last more than about another 10 years tops. And that's newspapers, radio, and local TV news. There will be none. In 10 years from now. So for it to come, because radio only hit the air, what, like 1920 or something, 1918? When people, you sit around the family, you sit around and listen to radio? That was like 100 years ago,
I think so,
right?
Yeah, around there.
About
100
years ago.
Well,
it was. But, I mean, that's not very long for a medium to come along and then disappear within 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is. But
well, the telegraph lasted a very long time. Now it's done. Been done for about 10 years.
Look at landlines. Landlines came along probably about the same time radio did, and now they're gone, too. So, you know everybody's got a landline?
When you have a brand-new house built, do you even have phone lines
I don't think so.
We're remodeling our house, and we tore out all the phone lines.
We're
going to put new ones in because she worries that not having phone lines might impact the value of the house when we sell it. We're not
probably
going to use them.
Probably not.
But, yeah, I don't I honestly don't think we need them. I don't think anyone cares. And if someone has a phone, they can get it through their ISP.
Yeah.
You can just hook a phone up to your router.
What happens if Star Wars happens and they start blasting each other's satellites to destroy communications?
Yeah.
What?
Star Wars. That was a Reagan era thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's Star Wars.
Yeah. What's going to happen? What like if that happens?
Space
what if,
Force.
What if that's something that they're going to do in the future? Like that will be, a, you know, that'll
There's
be a war.
Actually, a lot of the infrastructure the average civilian uses really doesn't rely on satellites that much anymore.
It doesn't? No.
GPS is 100% satellite based, so that would go away.
Yeah.
But that's.
The internet?
No, the internet's all cables.
It's
there
all
is
cables?
Satellite internet,
yeah.
but
it's not very good.
You don't rely on it.
No.
Then
unless
why are
you
they
have
constantly
a satellite.
Launching satellites all the time.
It's mostly for things like entertainment services and for things that you would never encounter, like scientific studies or that kind of thing.
Right.
Satellite
right.
imagery, you know.
Oh.
Stuff that would not impact you if it went away.
So
you'd lose your ability to use GPS.
I don't have to worry about satellites being blasted out of them.
No,
it'd be completely pointless to do that.
Oh. But still, it seems it would be easier to take out communications from an internet situation.
Well, I mean, if someone wanted to, they could just go into the ocean and cut the cable. There's one cable. So if someone really wanted to, they could cut the United States out from Europe and...
Yeah, that's
lower,
true.
And take down global communication through the internet. It wouldn't be that hard.
I'm just always thinking maybe we should have a backup plan.
Well,
and that would be a regular telephone.
Yeah, the thing about that is that every country is screwing every other country over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
They wouldn't want to get rid of global communication. Because like, think of all of the scams going on, the hacking,
that's true.
Data mining. They want the global communication because it lets them – everyone's profiting from it on the backs of everyone else. So why would they get rid of that if they're making easy money off of stealing people's bank account information and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, right. That makes total sense. Yeah, so I think Andy's right. They probably wouldn't want to cut that communication.
No, they'd only do it if it benefited them.
Well,
and
those
it
are
really
all the criminals.
Wouldn't.
What about, like, you know, governments that are deciding that they want to go at each other?
The governments are all in on it. All that hacking and infiltrating and spying and everything.
Oh, God, yes. They're all
governments are all
it.
Doing it.
Isn't that terrible?
Okay. Well,
they've
I guess
always
I don't
been
have to worry
it.
About my cell phone going out anytime soon, huh?
Nah, you'll be
no,
fine.
There's no one would ever target that kind of infrastructure, except if they were going to invade. But no one's going to invade America.
All right,
it'd be the last country in the world that
yeah,
you should ever
true.
Invade.
I got to ask you a question, Andy, because this is very, very important. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's not.
It says, it's very important. I'm here to tell you.
Maybe no.
Follow final game of the Twins-Tigers series on GameView. What is GameView? I can't get it on TV, and it's pissing me off. I haven't seen one Twins game this year. It's not on
you
television.
You have Major League Baseball channel.
It's blacked out because of Bally's and Sinclair Broadcasting.
What?
Sinclair broadcasts he wants too much money to play the game, so the Twins don't want to do it. There hasn't been one in Minneapolis-St. Paul. There hasn't been one, unless, of course, you got
Isn't
AT&T.
Can't you just get it on KMSP?
Nope. It's only available on AT&T and one other place. And what is GameView? What is that, Andy?
I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't.
You can't figure
no
it out.
One
might be a little
seems
hard to find.
Great
GameView. Maybe that's a satellite thing.
Just pisses
like,
me off.
Well, must be like you know. There's like the MLB Network and the blah blah blah.
Yeah,
there's like,
I got it
there's
all.
An Australian company that analyzes team and player performance, and then there's a social media gaming studio with a focus on creating free to play games.
Oh, this
I
is a little.
I think this is like a brand new thing that's just launched, so it has no internet.
Oh,
presence.
GameView. Okay.
It must be because
well,
I have no idea.
No, here's the problem I got. Watch and listen. Fox Sports Go. It's not Fox Sports anymore, unless you're talking about Fox Network. MLB TV. No, you cannot watch. You can listen to the game on MLB TV, but you can't watch.
Well, that should be good enough for you.
Oh, it should be good enough. Okay, so I can't watch people play and
have your transistor out in the. garage while you listen to the game.
Why can't we just get along? That's all. I just want to watch the Twins game.
I know.
Game.
They
That's
do make it impossible to just do this most simple thing
I know.
Now. I just want to watch a ball game. Why does it have to be so impossible? It's stupid.
We'll take a break. Be right back. One more segment to go with the family.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. I met the folks from Shift Real Estate last year on our way to Key West and loved their story. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees because they list for a flat fee of $5,000, and that includes photos, MLS listing, online marketing, and the assistance of a full-time realtor. Tell Shift about your home, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more. Shift Real Estate, the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Tom again from my friends at Profile by Sanford. Danette, Kelly, and the gang. Spring is here, and warmer weather means less layers of clothing, and you know what that means. You can't hide the COVID-15 or more you added on under that bulky sweater anymore. My COVID-19 is more like COVID-35, but not to worry. I have the solution. Now is the perfect time to join Profile. Profile was developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of sustainable weight loss. Profile is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way, which really helps me out because, you know, I need all the help I can get. I've got Danette, my personal coach, keeping me on the straight and narrow. I joined Profile, and I'm beyond glad that I did. I really am. I feel great. Profile worked for me, and it can work for you, too. Listen, I'm most sincere when I say you can do this. Visit ProfilePlan.com to find a location near you. That's ProfilePlan.com. Tell them Tom sent you. Mention promo code KQRS at your consultation for additional savings. See ProfilePlan.com, promo code KQRS.
We're rocking out, man. Hey, man.
Oh, speaking of Major League Baseball.
Yes.
You know, they're changing that game to Colorado.
The All-Star game.
The All-Star game. Yep. Did you know that Colorado has...
voter ID?
They have voter ID.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I know.
And did you know that Joe Biden, who was all about, you should change the game, and I'm all about the boycott and all this kind of stuff. Delaware has... more restrictions on voting than Georgia does.
I know. It's insane.
So nobody looks anything up. They just are like, that's a good thing to get on to.
Like I'm saying, it's all silly. It's all hypocrisy. It's all lies.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. So, this whole thing. Well, first of all, we need to point out again, because it's very, very important. He did it to support people of color. And, of course, it cost people of color $66 to $70 million because black-owned businesses were going to benefit from the All-Star Game being there.
So they definitely are changing it.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt black people in Atlanta to the tune of about almost $70 million. These people are more, and again, the guy who shut it down, Rob Manfred, apparently somebody told me they saw him at Augusta this week. Well, Augusta's in Georgia. What are you doing there? Why are you in Georgia watching a golf match when we can't have that kind of action? What are you doing?
I don't know.
It's all so phony. It's all just, God, people.
I've also heard, I did not read any of it. I don't know what the voting changes are. I can't say it's good or bad or ugly or fabulous or whatever. I don't know. But I've been seeing more and more stuff about the fact that it's not what they're saying it is.
Well, of course not.
It's not.
What do you mean?
It's not as restrictive as they're saying.
No,
that it is.
It's not.
Yeah, they wanted to. No. They want you to think that it's going to make it impossible to vote, but that's only if you think that minorities are so stupid that they can't figure out how to stand in line, which a lot of people on the left seem to.
It's true. We can't function on our own. We need you to run our lives because we can't do it ourselves. That's poor people, people of color, all these people.
Joe Biden, black kids are just as smart as white kids.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
No, he said poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Oh, he said black kids, I think.
He said both.
He said poor kids.
He
said
poor kids. He did say both, actually.
I don't think so.
Okay. I think he said poor kids.
Sorry, bad quote.
Let's argue about it at the table.
Which is worse. Seeing poor kids is just as smart as white kids. It's worse than seeing black kids.
That means non-white people are all poor and white people are not, no white people are poor. They're both wrong statements.
It's all very bad.
People are going to believe what they want to believe because what Andy said. They are intentionally aiming for stupid people who will believe this. They are literally going after stupid people to vote for them.
Like I said, if you believe in the bell curve, half the people are pretty dumb.
70%. Now it's 70%, and that's just half anymore. It's now it's 70%.
I mean, I don't consider myself the world's greatest scholar or the smartest person on the planet, but a lot of things seem pretty obvious to me.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's just a situation. You know why I think this is happening in Georgia? And this is my opinion. I don't live in Georgia. It's got nothing to do with me. But I think the only reason they'd overreact to that whole new, you know, voting ID and all that stuff is if they did cheat.
Well,
if
they
hadn't cheated, they wouldn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're responding very strongly to something that
for no reason
is about getting rid of voter fraud. So it's like, why are you so upset about this specific thing?
Yeah, both sides should want elections to be fair.
Mm-hmm. You would think. But
well, it's the whole, you know, less people will vote if there's voter ID.
But it's
not true. You can extend that argument out to forever is the thing. It's like, so what if we, so you can only vote for, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time. Well, what if we added another day, more people would vote, so it's a good thing. So, okay, now what if we just add another day, more people would vote.
It is, it's just like everything. There's no perfect answer.
Yeah.
No.
If adding even one more voter is always, it always justifies doing anything, then we should just let people vote 80 years in the future. We should let anyone vote, no signature required. You shouldn't even need to be literate. You should just be able to, like, push a button, red and blue button, you know.
Yeah.
But that's something that didn't exist until recently, that argument that even one more voter is a good thing. We need to let literally everyone vote. That's a brand new thing that they're making up to hide the fact that they don't want voter ID.
How many people... And I'm probably very arrogant here. How many people don't have IDs?
Not a lot.
Mostly people who don't want them.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to have
an
ID.
Like homeless people, I know that that's a thing. But like how many homeless people are going out and voting?
Hardly
probably
any.
Not a ton.
You know? Well, like how many people are like, I will exercise my right to vote.
People still get benefits and they have
and
to have a way of finding.
And get an ID.
Getting their checks and their and when they get... medical care.
Yeah, and getting an ID is free.
It is free, yep.
Is it?
I think.
Why don't they make that
maybe not
free?
Check
how about if just a state ID is free?
Yeah.
You don't
have
to
pay
for it.
How do you ever cash
a
check?
You need a home address. And if they don't have a home address, what are they
Well, then you can't get them one anyway. What's the difference?
And that's the argument, though.
Maybe they don't need a home address. How about just their thumbprint?
Okay, so I'm sounding a little harsh here, but I'm not talking about all 500,000 homeless people, just a great portion of them, whether it's 50% or whatever. They're drug addicts. They're not going to vote anyway.
That's true.
Yes,
I'm sorry. They have alcohol problems. They have drug problems. I'm not condemning them because they have problems. I'm just saying they're not going to go vote anyway.
Well, most of them are probably too mentally ill to vote.
A lot of mentally ill
people. That's why they're
homeless,
is because they got major, major problems and nowhere to go. Because all the asylums were shut down.
Yeah, they are. Well, that was Ronald Reagan's fault. He should have never done that. That was a huge mistake.
Well, but any president, if the president could shut them down, then any president afterward could bring them back.
I agree.
And none of them have.
You're absolutely right, Andy.
Yeah, but a lot of those state-run asylums were
pretty bad.
They were.
Bring them back, and then they could have, you know, regular inspections they could have.
I don't know, but once again, you're taking somebody that doesn't want to be in an institution and you're forcing them to be someplace that they don't want to be. I mean, even mentally ill people have rights.
They do.
So
no
it's a difficult argument because it's very upsetting to me to see homeless people that are, you know, sitting there underneath, it's 85 degrees and they've got five blankets on, and
right.
you know, and they've been sitting there for 12 hours in the same spot, and they just look so, it's hard to watch. And you would hope that there was some way of helping them.
And there's not, though. Not until we find the cure for mental illness, and that's a long ways out. We don't even know what causes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. It's a bad problem, and I don't know how to fix it. I really don't. I don't know if anybody has the answer.
Probably not. But here's a headline I never thought I would see. But it doesn't surprise me. The very people that you think are these pristine, wonderful people are the worst people on earth. And a good example of that would be this story. On her way out the door, departing CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin is airing grievances about the lack of opportunities for women at CNN.
Of course she has.
The most influential anchors on our network, the highest paid, are men. My bosses, my executives are men. That's not true. Look, and I don't like Fox News any better than I like CNN. I think all these big news organizations have their head up their ass. But in any case, yeah, Brooke Baldwin. Brooke Baldwin's a pretty damn good news anchor. There's no doubt about that.
I have no idea who that is.
If you saw her, you'd know. You'd
know
if you saw her. Brooke, yeah, it's a woman.
Brooke
yeah.
Baldwin.
Brooke Baldwin, yeah. B-R-O-O-K-E, by the way.
Nope, no idea.
But that is rather interesting, don't you think? The most influential anchors, the person who oversees CNN Dayside is a man. And my executive producer for 10 years is a man. So I've been around a lot of them. So the very ultra-liberal CNN doesn't believe that women should be at the same level as men.
Well, if you take her words at face value.
Well, no, that's easy to prove, though. That's something you can't really lie about.
Oh, you can lie about anything.
Well, you can check who the board...
Yeah.
You can check on that kind of stuff. That's all public record.
Now, she does not have a job lined up. She just doesn't want to work for them anymore.
Brooke, what's her face?
Baldwin. B-A-L-D-W-I-N.
Brooke Baldwin.
She's very, very staid in reporting.
Any relation to Alec Baldwin?
No. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know for sure, but I don't think so.
I guess she looks familiar, sort of.
Oh, yeah, you'd know if you saw her. CNN, by the way, is the only major cable news network in America without a female primetime host. The only one. So all these people you think are so progressive and wonderful are the ones that are holding everybody back and telling you what you should think. I don't like either party. Don't get me wrong. There are some major problems with Republicans, too. There's no question about that. But I really do wish at some point when we promise to take care of problems like people, poor people in America, my whole life, my entire life, all I've been hearing about is how they're going to take care of people of color and poor people, and they still haven't done it. So when are you going to get around to it? Right?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Brooke Baldwin.
Do it now.
Go work on... Is there a... There's no real middling news channel, is there?
Nope.
You got Fox, which is very conservative, and then you got CNN and MSNBC, who are very liberal.
Yeah, no. People don't want it, apparently.
They just want extremism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Probably true.
They want to pick sides and root for it. They want to wear the colors. They want to wave the flags.
Like I said, journalists are now just... All they are... campaign mm-hmm. people for a party.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Okay, well, I have to ask you and Alex, though. These are the very people that say that it's white women in America now that are kind of laying down the law. Why would white women put up with this?
Laying down the law?
Oh, as far as all this.
No, they're the ones
stuff,
championing the woke movement
the
for
woke
sure.
The woke movement and all that, though, that's pretty much white women. Why don't they go after CNN for this? They don't have one anchor. That's a female, a major anchor that's a female.
They
on
don't?
CNN. Nope, not one.
It's selective. Because CNN is their...
CNN is the good guys.
Yeah.
News source.
You can't go after the good guys. They're
and
good.
They
oh, you can't.
They cater to their thoughts and what they want to happen. And so they're good. And
so as long
so
as you
don't
as long
even
you're
think
care,
about it.
As long as you're taking care of me, then we're okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
My side good, your side bad.
That does explain
yeah.
it. Jeff Zucker is one of the biggest pigs ever born. He destroyed NBC.
My molesters are good. Your molesters
yeah,
are horrible.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly right.
Believe all women until they say they come after us, and then believe no women.
Right.
Don't trust a word they say.
Don't trust a word.
Women are liars.
Now, I really, can we somehow start a third party where maybe somebody would tell the truth?
Libertarian Party's growing like crazy.
Is it really?
People are jumping ship, and
well,
they are.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because we do need a third party, because this whole, now they got, because they couldn't get the filibuster shut down, now they got some reconstruction deal that the Democrats are doing. They're going to shove this down our throat one way or the other, whether we like it or not. You know? I just, could we have the people make that decision? Not the Democrats, not the Republicans. Could we have the people make decisions on what we want to do with this country? Because that's why you were put in office in the first place.
Well, that's what Congress is supposed to do, but now Congress is all
they're
crazy.
They're all a bunch of crazy people. Bunch of greedy pricks.
How many more kooky people are in Minneapolis now? My God. Every day on Minneapolis Crime Watch, it's like, naked man on bus, naked person running around in traffic. It's all kinds of naked people running around Minneapolis. What's up with that all of a sudden?
God, I don't know.
What kind of mental disorder is that where you're just like running around masturbating everywhere?
All sorts of them. All sorts of different kinds of damages to the brain can do that.
People having sex in the skyways. It's like, oh my God, what is going on in Minneapolis?
Well, that's just anarchy. Minneapolis is basically an anarchic city-state at this point. Do whatever you want. You won't get in trouble.
Yeah, that's
who cares?
True. That is pretty much true.
It attracts the worst of the worst.
Yeah, they're putting up way more plywood all over the Star and Tribune. They're putting plywood walls and painting them white for some strange reason to make it so pretty. Because plywood...
aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, there's lots and lots and lots of people boarding stuff up downtown, waiting for the end of the trial.
Oh, it's boarded up. I was down there a week ago Tuesday, and it was... Everything is boarded up, and nobody's down.
Well, so far, even though the trial's been going on for, 19 days?
Yeah, a couple of, few weeks now. Yeah,
something like that. There have been lots of peaceful protests. Nobody's been doing anything as far as rioting, so that's good.
Well, they haven't been activated
yet. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I was just worried that it was just going to take one, you know, misinformational tweet to go out there, and
that'll
then they start.
Happen.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone will say, release the hounds. They'll press the button, and there you go. Convenient riot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's what happened last year. Remember when that guy killed himself and just on the sidewalk?
Killed himself.
Yeah, he just shot himself or something, and it all on social media. It all went out that the cop shot another guy.
Yep.
And they were just trying to help him, and they rioted, and that's when they took downtown Minneapolis out, that area. It was all a lie.
You know what's amazing, too, when I saw this today? I didn't believe it because somebody told me about it. A listener told me about it, and I didn't believe it, and I looked it up, and it was true. Remember the guy that got out of prison for killing his mother?
Mm-hmm.
And they let him out of prison, and he beat the piss out of that Asian woman?
Oh, yeah, the guy that stabbed his mom to death?
Yeah,
yeah.
That guy. Seven years
you get for stabbing...
Stabbing your mother to death?
So don't get any ideas.
But it was pointed out to me that the headline said, man beats Asian American woman severely, man this, man that. They don't point out in any of the story that he, everybody assumes he's a white guy because of the way they wrote the story.
That's what they want.
Because they want it to be a white. It's not. Guy's black, which has, to me, nothing to do with the crime.
It really has nothing to do with anything.
It has nothing to do with anything, but they want people to believe that he's white. And I just don't understand what the hell is wrong with you. Our press is disgusting. Journalism.
Yeah, journalism's dead, baby.
It is indeed. So what's on the menu for Wednesday afternoon?
Go home and meditate like I do every day after the podcast.
I am supposed to meet with a garden person. Old neighbor, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Bernard. She's going to come over and give me some
wonderful
ideas about what to do about our very shady, soggy area.
You know, we should reach out to the Lundians, too. We should have them over.
Now that we can have people over again and...
Is there any limit on the number of people you have in your house now?
I think if they're vaccinated, you can whoop it up.
Well, they say that if you're vaccinated, you can be indoors with unmasked with unvaccinated one family.
Well, do you have to be a member of the family?
Well, like Diane, she's like, I can come. The CDC, because she follows the CDC very strictly, and she was like, I can come over to your house and be with your family unmasked. Because they say you can be with one family indoors.
One family indoors.
So that would, so you couldn't have Dan's brother's family over too
at the same time. No, technically.
But then she could go over to their house.
Yes.
Right after seeing you and hang out there. Makes zero sense.
It's rather restrictive, don't you think?
It's all very interesting.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And now, I don't know. I just read 2 days ago that the cases are way down and we're doing much better.
Way down.
A couple hours later, the cases are increasing like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, and now the new horribly destructive, terrible, super-duper virus variant is now the most common COVID out there.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Oh, God.
200, almost 250 people in Michigan fully vaccinated have come down with COVID, and three of them have died.
Well, there you go.
Just because you get vaccinated doesn't mean you're 100%.
No, that's true.
No, but I mean, 98%.
I just had to have a tetanus shot yesterday, and my arm hurts like hell.
Yeah, those make your arm hurt.
Yeah.
My arm hurt for 3 days after I got mine.
Yeah, every 10 years you're supposed to get one of those. Did you know that?
What is it?
Tetanus.
Oh, the tetanus.
Well, and I garden and stuff, so I'm in where you could get tetanus, yard work and all that kind of
get
stuff.
Don't you have a, I think you have a window, though.
Of what?
After you're exposed to tetanus, to get a tetanus shot.
But how do you know you're exposed to it?
There's like a...
It lives in the soil.
Jaw locks up.
There's something.
It lives in the soil.
I watched this long thing about this woman that used to be a virologist, and now she goes around talking about how you don't need certain vaccines because there's like tetanus is... I don't remember. I watched it like 3 years ago and forgot. I should watch it again. Her name's Susan Humphreys. She's an interesting woman.
Hmm.
She says tetanus about 15 times.
Tetanus. It's time for tetanus shots.
I figured that's one thing I didn't want to get.
No, tetanus is not a fun thing to have.
Tetanus does not seem fun at all.
I thought that was acceptable jab.
Time to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we got, I don't know about car selling secrets tomorrow because Dougie feels terrible today.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know.
You know what we did for the Walzer spot?
Hi, sweetie. What?
Jude.
Michael Bryant called in and did the Walzer.
I was going to say, did Michael Bryant.
It was hilarious.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.
Bye.